for listening. And until next time, thank you, Natasha, for joining us. Bye.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view. Or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
So as 2025 comes to a close and we move into 2026, we're expanding the WGXC Catskill Studio, and we need your support. Help us grow this amazing space in the coming year for community programming, workshops, in-studio performances, and more. Your donation to Wavefarm's WGXC Radio for Open Ears, it contributes to the expansion of community radio on air, online, and on Main Street. Yes, on Main Street. So go to wgxc.org/donate now to make your contribution. We thank you so much for your support.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Celeste of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio.
What's up, everyone?
You're on air with
the Promise Cool Kids
with a Z.
We're back for another Friday.
Today we have the pleasure of having the nicest OG, the best van driver, the snack man. This person is a community boxing coach. He makes sure people can get to boxing in school.
He also helps with families and makes sure families have what they need. He is generous, kind, helpful, and huge part of Promise. This person has been helping the community for more than 40 years. Introducing Family Achievement Coach,
Mr. Todd.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Todd.
I'm curious, Mr. Todd. How was your life growing up? Did you have to struggle or did you have an easy life?
Growing up in the hood, most of the times, most of us all have to struggle. But my struggle was made easy because I was always around youth activities. So that made my life fun.
That's good to hear.
How long have you been working in the community and serving Hudson?
As long as I can remember. I think I started like maybe 10, 11 years old. A couple of my friends, we were at Columbia Park Playground. It was another side of high rise where the basketball courts now, that used to be a playground, was right there. The basketball court used to be up on the hill right by behind the low rise in Schuyler Court. So one day we just got done at the community, playground league baseball game, and one of our friends used to always hang out down the shacks down by the pond down there by the kite's nest. And he used to go down there fishing all the time. So one day he said, come on, all you guys, let's go down there. We didn't never go down by the river because over the years, people that we knew drowned in the river. So just that one particular day was like, I can remember the day like it was yesterday, July 14th, 1975. We all went down, and just that day, two of my friends drowned, and me and another guy survived. And from that moment on, we were like 10, 11 years old. From that moment on, I said, nobody gonna ever get hurt around me again. And I kept that promise. So it's like 50 years later, and I'm still doing the same thing, working with youth.
What made you want to help out the community?
What made me want to? Because when I seen the parents come down there that day, I was 11. I just turned 11. It was July 14th. I turned 11 on June 18th. A couple of weeks. I just turned 11, and I was going into sixth grade. And when I seen a lot of those, the two parents that watching my two friends drown in the Hudson River, and seeing all the chaos and everything that was happening at the time, and the mothers want to jump in the water to get their sons out, and they were already drowned, gone. It just made me feel like, man, I can't let nobody ever get hurt around me again.
What drove you to give the community food?
Because it's a time right now when prices are higher and everything. I started volunteering down the Salvation Army like 5 years ago, and it's just like another home for me, you know, because I know all the good stuff they do. They feed lunch Monday through Friday. They feed lunches from 11:30 to 12:30, fresh food cooked right there on the spot. They do like 150 to 200 meals a day, and on the weekends, on Fridays, they pass out food boxes with enough stuff that lasts you for a week. So, and they do like 200 to 250 those every Friday. It used to be Monday and Fridays, but with so much cutback on prices and everything, the prices of food and everything is so high now that, you know, it's food security insecurities. So they just do it on Fridays now.
How long have you been driving the van?
This is my third year.
How much do you like the block party? And wait, how did you come to work at Promise?
The block party is... how did I come to work for Promise? Well, like, when they first started, like, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years ago, I watched them grow. You know, I always wanted to be a part of them, but at the same time, I wanted them to find their own way. You know, I wanted them to know that they can do this and be successful working with, making a bit. It's probably the number one youth program, number one overall not-for-profit program in Columbia County right now. And they're not saying that just because I work there, because I work for just about all the organizations in town, and I just know what they do and how they really impact youth. But time came, maybe three years ago, there was a thing. I spoke with somebody, and somebody spoke with somebody, and it was like time for me to come on board. So I came on board like 3 years ago.
How much do you like the block party, and how hard or easy is it to help the entire community?
Block party is like my life, you know. It's like who I am, because that's where everything down there is where I started. When the high rise was built in 73, like 74, like all the families moved in, the low rise and high rise, and it was new to us, so that was like our playground also. So anytime there's something that's down there, I feel so good about it, because this is where I made my steps, you know. It's who I became, who I am in that area, either on Columbia Street side or the State Street side. There was always something like I was like, you guys age, and I was doing like from sun up to sundown. There was like, we get up early in the morning, play baseball, then we go across, we play football, then we play basketball. And by that time, I was teaching everybody to swim. We used to go to Oakdale. So I start teaching everybody how to swim. And so anytime there's something that's going down downtown, I love it, man, because it brings me back to when I was you guys' age. And that's what my life and that's what my heart is.
That sounds also really fun. And also, how has it been for you seeing the kids you've worked with become adults?
That's the best part of it, you know, when watch them grow up, you know, like, for example, like my boxing program, I had kids when they were like 12, 13 years old. Now most of them are law enforcement, state trooper, state police, county, work for the county sheriff's department. A lot of them are working in not-for-profit organizations. Some of them are working in the CrossFit fitness as trainers. So when I watch you guys grow up, you know, I'm going to stay on y'all for the rest of my life. So anytime you see me, I'm going to definitely put you in check.
What made you, how did you get the Promise van?
I don't even know. It just showed up one day.
like that so many people know you and you're like popular?
It's a good thing because I know that I'm a good resource. You know, I've been doing this so long, you know, that's, you know, and helping people is what I know and what I do, and I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. But I tell people all the time, like, everybody knows me, I know everybody, but I'm always by myself. I'm a loner.
Because I always see you waving at people while we're in the van.
You guys see Mr. Todd a lot?
Yeah, yeah. So when we're in the car, in the van, then he's like this all the time because there's a lot of people. The first song break is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Back from our song break. How long have you been involved in boxing, both personally and teaching others?
Right now, let me see. 52 years. I started boxing at 9 years old, and by the time I was 20, I was done. I ended up 24-0, 17 knockouts, never lost. And in training, like 21 years ago, one of my friends came to me and said, let's start a boxing program. And so we did it, and we've been doing it this long.
That's a long time.
Like, what made you want to box, though?
I don't know. Like, growing up, like, I was an all-around athlete. I was a basketball player, football, track, swimming, tennis, soccer, volleyball. I played everything, and I played at a high level. You know, I was a really good athlete. So, I don't know, just kids being, you know, like boys being rough and tumble. So I just thought about doing it, and I did it, and I did well in it.
Did you play sports for school or just for fun?
I played. I was the king of the boys' club league. But I played in school. I played, and actually, I wrestled in high school. I wrestled 4 matches, and then I quit. I was 4-0. I played varsity. I made varsity in 12th grade. I only went up with school sports, like varsity once, and I played high school varsity basketball. Because I was so much involved with the community, like I didn't really care about school sports.
How did you meet Mike Tyson, and how long have you known him for?
I met him when he was 13, when he first came here. I've known him since then.
What is your favorite fighting or boxing style?
Favorite boxing style? My favorite boxing style? I don't know. It's a peekaboo style, hit and not get hit. It's called sweet science. You know, the object is not to get hit and hit somebody and not get hit.
Christmas is right around the corner. We want to know how you celebrate the holidays.
And like I say, I'm a loner. I'm glad like all my kids are old, but I have like 12 grandkids. So we meet at one of the houses and we just all this hang out and chill and laugh and joke. And then I take off.
So I know you said you like met Mike Tyson when he first came here, but like where'd you meet him at?
The Catskill Gym.
Oh.
That is, actually really super cool because now he's, like, a star.
Was he famous when you were, like, when you met him?
No, he was only 13 years old. But we knew it was coming. Like, we knew he was going to be special.
Didn't some of you get to go? Can you guys
Talk about
that?
Everybody here.
Meeting Mike Tyson was fun because, like, it was, like a special, like, experience, and, like, I've never got to do that before. It's, like, my first time ever.
It was my first time meeting someone that was popular in a boxer.
It was super cool because I've only seen him on TV and some videos, and it's also... The first time I was about to go up there, they were like, he needs a break. And then you were like, just hurry up. And then we all got a picture with him, and it was super cool.
It was cool to meet him and his wife, and he was nice enough to let us get pictures with him.
Same, but his wife is pretty. He also bought us free pizza, and the pizza was very good.
It was fun, but the only thing that I was really mad about is that I forgot a Sharpie so he could draw on my phone.
Well, he comes here all the time, so next time he's here, I'll definitely bring you guys again.
Here's one more thing. Like, I asked him to sign my shirt, even though he had a Sharpie. He finger signed my shirt with his finger. What do you spend... Who do you spend the holidays with?
My family. A lot of my family, like my kids and my grandkids.
Me too. How do you get those boxing hats like the ones that you're wearing right now?
The mayor's brother makes all my stuff. I get all my like merch from the mayor's brother.
Me and my sister too.
Song Break, This Christmas by Chris Brown.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Mr. Todd, I've been thinking about it, and, like, it sounds pretty sad. How'd you deal with it, like, when, like, your friends drowned?
I think the hardest part of that was knowing that, because I know them personally, and they were, like, good friend of mine, and seeing their family members every day, and wondering, you know, what they feel like. And although it wasn't my fault, I grew up feeling like it was my fault, you know, it's a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, especially when I saw their family members, because we all lived downtown, and you know you couldn't not see them, and it was tough. I think being around a lot of my friends and playing sports every day really got me away from it. And when a lot of them start learning how to swim, I was teaching everybody how to swim. And so, you know, if they were feeling good about themselves. So it really took a lot of it away from me. But even today, when I see their family members now, we're old now, And it always remember it. And like, I'll never forget July 14th, 1975. I'll never forget it.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, but I have another question. Since you are involved with tennis with us, how did you like the U.S. Open?
Man, that was like the first time. Like, my aunt was a big tennis fanatic, my mother's younger sister, and that's all she did was watch and play tennis growing up her whole life. But being there that day changed everything, man. Watching them practice and play, it was amazing. Their reflexes, their timing, their coordination, hand-eye coordination. I'm a fan now. I actually watch tennis now.
Would you go again?
Let's go. Yes, of course.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, you guys were great. You guys did a great job interviewing me. You really touched bases and made me relive my childhood. You know, you guys did an awesome job. I listen to you guys like every week, too, when I'm sitting out in the van. And you guys are good at what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a really nice compliment.
How do you think we do in tennis?
I tell people all the time, man, if you haven't seen y'all play, man, you guys are amazing. I can remember like 2 years ago when y'all was doing it, your coordination and you guys were like clumsy and everything, but now, amazing. I mean, every one of y'all, I mean, catching when y'all playing tennis, baseball, I mean, just everything you do is just like your coordination is so much better.
How does it feel when you have to pick up the balls in tennis?
We're a team. We do this together.
What's your motivation every day?
This continue doing what I've been doing for so long, you know? I think every day you can make somebody smile, then you do your job.
You were very awesome.
We could talk about you all day, but unfortunately, we're out of time. It was awesome meeting you. Thank you for being here, Mr. Todd.
Thank you.
You're the
Thank
goat.
You all.
The goat.
The real goat.
Promise Cool Kids.
Signing out.
Y'all like that interview? Yes, I sure did.
Followed a star, the way I followed my heart.